Kristen, now you've got me doing it.
Oh, I can't stop humming. I love to sing. I love to sing, and I especially love to sing during movie date, award show season dispatches. That's the best time to sing, isn't it?
Well, here we are for another installment. We're going to discuss a little bit about the Golden Globes, which just happened on Sunday. We'll talk about who won, who lost, all that good stuff.
And a few surprises.
As always. And Kristen, tell everyone what they are about to hear.
You're about to hear us talking with Amy Eddings during the New York broadcast of All Things Considered. That's on WNYC.
He was snubbed in the Oscars nomination process, but Ben Affleck got a Golden Globe for Best Director and for Best Picture for his movie Argo.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't care what the award is. When they put your name next to the names that she just read off, it's an extraordinary thing in your life. These nominees are exceptional talents. I truly, to God, never thought I would be in the same breath as them.
Among those nominated in the Best Director category at the Golden Globes was Ang Lee and Steven Spielberg. To help us understand the contradictions of the movie business are the Takeaway's movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi, nice to be here.
Conservatives like The Post's Andrea Pizer says Affleck was not nominated for the Oscar for Best Director, and neither was Zero Dark Thirty's director Kathryn Bigelow, because their movies offended liberal Academy members. So how come Affleck got this Golden Globe for Best Director? Kristen, do you think politics has anything to do with this?
Oh, there were tons of politics last night, I have to point out. Let's remember, the biggest applause last night probably came for Bill Clinton, who was presenting the Best Picture drama nominee,
the
Lincoln.
Bill Clinton, former president.
The
Bill
president,
Clinton.
Bill Clinton. So there are always politics involved in the movies, in the movie award shows and so on. But I think when it comes down to it, the reason why the Globes awarded Argo and they acknowledged Kathryn Bigelow and so on, I think the reason they did this is mostly because they love movie stars and they love spreading the love around to all the movie stars. The Oscars don't feel like they need to do that as much.
What does this do, Rafer, for Lincoln's chances at the Oscars? It received 12 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director, but it only picked up one Golden Globe for Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal of Lincoln.
It was a shocker how poorly it did at the Globes. But ultimately, I think this does nothing for Lincoln's chances at the Oscars. I think Lincoln is going to go in very solid, 12 nominations. I still think it's going to come away with 9, possibly 10.
Kristen, let's talk about former Saturday Night Live teammates Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and their hosting of the ceremony last night.
Great year for film. Women in film, Kathryn Bigelow nominated tonight. I haven't really been following the controversy over Zero Dark Thirty, but when it comes to torture, I trust the lady who spent 3 years married to James Cameron.
Anne Hathaway, you gave a stunning performance in Les Miserables. I have not seen someone so totally alone and abandoned like that since you were on stage with James Franco at the Oscars.
Kristen Poehler and Faye kept up the snarkiness of three-time host British wit Ricky Gervais. How did it go down to have two women delivering these lines instead of a man?
I thought they did a great job, and I do have to say that both Poehler and Faye have said publicly they're kind of sick of that storyline of like, oh my gosh, it's two women. They just want to be two great hosts. I think that most people really enjoyed them.
Rafer, let's talk about the Golden Globe story dominating the headlines today. Actor and director Jodie Foster and her acceptance speech for her Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm just going to put it out there, right? Loud and proud, right? So I'm going to need your support on this. I am single.
What exactly did she do? It seemed like she sort of came out, but she didn't explicitly come out. She went on to do this rambling speech talking about privacy and that. What was going on with that speech?
I think everyone kind of heard this speech the way they wanted to hear it. You would see some headlines that said, Jodie Foster comes out, and other headlines that were saying, Jodie Foster comes out, but not quite, or sort of. I think in the end, she kind of wanted to have it both ways and kind of wink at us all and say, you know the truth, but I just don't feel like spelling it out for you, and I don't feel the need.
Her speech sounded very elegiac. Yeah. Like, this is it for me. I'm done with this business.
I've just ruined my career, and that's the part that outraged me. Don't suggest that your whole life is over because you're gay. That's a terrible message to send to the world.
Rafer, does coming out in Hollywood have the dire consequences Foster may have been suggesting?
I think it's a very different world than what it was when she first started acting. But it's pretty difficult to think of an A-list leading man or woman, someone who's going to have to play largely heterosexual romantic parts. I can't think of a single one who has come out as gay.
Thank you, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
In addition to hosting the Movie Date podcast, Rafer is a film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to Movie Date at moviedatepodcast.org. This is WNYC.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Rafer?
That was indeed. Let's do that again. You want to?
We should do that again sometime. Let's make sure we do that a few more times throughout the award season. That's the Movie Date Award Season Dispatch number 2.